The Prime Minister properly spoke earlier this afternoon of his aspirations for New Zealand and couched those in very positive tones. But the reality is this country today, like many others around the world, is in the doldrums. This country is feeling buffeted by all of the consequences of the hugest international economic recession since the 1930s. Where right around the world, jobs have been shed. Where right around the world, debt has increased. Where people have struggled to overcome adversity. Where in Australia we've seen huge natural disasters. We've seen the Christchurch earthquake and the Pike River tragedy in this country. And all of those impact upon the ability of this country to pull itself up and to move forward for the future. And when we start to hear people offering easy solutions, more of the same, borrow and hope, tax more, what we do is condemn New Zealanders today who are feeling uneasy to more uncertainty, to more unease and to a greater lack of confidence in the future. And that is the distinction to be drawn from the two opening speeches today. Mr. Speaker, when we look at what's happening in other countries as they face the same range of problems that we do, we are starting to see some extreme reactions occur. And sadly, the usual trend is for people to become set against one another, try and find a scapegoat within and blame that as being the cause of all your problems. And to some extent, we are seeing that in this country today with aspects of the foreshore and seabed debate. And I think it's a tragedy that what we are starting to see happen in New Zealand is division amongst the people of this country created for political ends. When what people actually want, if you go and talk to people over their barbecues at summertime, speak to your neighbours, your friends, your associates, their aspirations are unfailingly positive for the country, for themselves, for their children. They line up with the sort of thing the Prime Minister is talking about. But what they want to see is an opportunity for them to have some say at the national table about the things that are of concern to them. They want, Mr. Speaker, a reassertion of a sense of nationhood and national unity, because the continuation of either the ignoring of their situation or the setting of one against the other simply feeds national disharmony and prevents a stable, cohesive and enduring recovery from occurring. And Mr. Speaker, it's against that background that I think it's important that New Zealand takes the opportunities provided by this year to start to focus again on the sort of country we wish to become. And in recent days, the issue of our National Day has come back on to the national agenda, because people want to be involved and they want to be included and they want to have the opportunity to celebrate what being a New Zealander means to them. We've seen too much of the division, too much of the sideshows, too much of the capture by certain interests of particular parts of our nationhood. What in fact the people of New Zealand are saying is that we are all by force of history and nature in these islands. We are all by those same forces part of the solution, not part of the problem. We all have an opportunity and a right to contribute. And what New Zealand really lacks is that sense of purpose and national unity. We look across the Tasman. In the depth of the despair caused by the Queensland floods and the fires in Western Australia, that country comes together on the 26th of January to celebrate being an Australian, to celebrate what being an Australian means to the various peoples that make up Australia. Why cannot we in New Zealand have a similar enduring national opportunity where all of us, whatever our particular heritage and lineage, talk about why it is we're proud to be Kiwis, where we bring our particular features to the national table and where the country benefits from the collective goodness, if you like, that endures from that. What we have instead is either, if you believe the polls, a sense of vast indifference to the fact that a National Day is occurring, or a sense of betrayal, of alienation and a feeling that this is simply a series of meetings and occasions being captured by particular vested interests. It is not good enough. A country set against itself is one that will not endure, will not survive. New Zealand is proud externally to portray a certain image. But why cannot we start the process as New Zealanders of working with each other, celebrating the cultures and the backgrounds that make this country the unique place it is, putting those on display and sharing them and learning from each other, rather than what we've seen to an extensive and unacceptable degree over the last weekend? Mr. Speaker, New Zealand does face some very difficult challenges. There are going to be some hard debates this year about aspects of economic and social policy. And there will be some choices that will need to be made that inevitably create the argument about winners and losers. As we come out of recession and position this economy for the future, that can only occur positively if it does so against the backdrop of a real sense of identity and purpose about what it is to be a New Zealander today. Why cannot we approach this subject with the same boldness that in so many other areas we've lauded individual New Zealanders for demonstrating? Why cannot we show the spirit and indomitability that a Hillary showed in conquering Everest, in talking about our nationhood? Why cannot we show the sense of innovation of a Peter Jackson or a Paul Callaghan in terms of looking at the sense of our national purpose and our national identity? Why cannot we bring these strands together to say to all New Zealanders that these remarkable individuals that we, for instance, laud as being our great achievers, did not do that necessarily by their own dint. There was something in their national psyche that, as New Zealanders, made it possible for them to be that innovative and that successful. And why can't we nurture that feeling in terms of taking this country forward? Mr. Speaker, alongside the opportunities that events like the Rugby World Cup and other similar spectacles provide, the opportunity to take forward New Zealanders' abilities and to carve and forge a new sense of nationhood based around the unique potential of everyone in this country is one we cannot afford to lose sight of. And as the world comes out of economic crisis, as the world starts to reposition itself for the remaining half of the 21st century, the first half of the 21st century, that sense of identity is going to be far more powerful and far more important to demonstrate than ever before. So, Mr. Speaker, I say that as this Parliament resumes its business for 2011, alongside the particular matters that will be on the government's agenda and will be debated, the issue of nationhood, the issue of our identity as a people, and the issue of ensuring that we proceed united and cohesive and not succumb to the sorts of divisions you're starting to see occur in similar jurisdictions elsewhere facing the same pressures will be important and powerful ones for all of us to focus upon. And Mr. Speaker, as this year unfolds, I want to see New Zealanders not only feel better economically, but perhaps far more and ultimately more important, feel better in themselves about who they are, what they can contribute to their country, and what their country means to them.